with LaShawn Dunn. I'm attending a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who is requesting a call back?
Yes, ma'am. This is Glenn.
How can I help you?
Hello?
How can I help you? How can I help you today?
I was calling to see if I could file a claim.
I can assist you with that. When was your last day of work?
Damn, I'm having to pull over. I was driving. Give me just a second. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, okay. I had to try to pull over because I was driving. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can I have your social security number?
416-11-3465.
Can I have your name?
It's Gwendolyn Hilliard.
Can you spell your first name for me?
G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N.
Can you spell your last name for me?
H-I-L-L-I-A-R-D.
Can I have your date of birth?
12/27/64.
Can I have your mother's maiden name?
Carter.
Do you have a driver's license or an ID?
I do.
Which one?
I have a driver's license.
Thank you. Can I have that number? 4-9-5-9-7-4-3. So I'm needing to register you. So we don't have your information, so I may end up asking you questions over, okay?
Okay.
What is the first question is our language questions. They'd like to know, what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. The next questions are fraud questions. They would like to know, do you understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud? Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
I do now.
Thank you. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
I think it's been within 18 months. I had just gotten on at the post office, and I only worked a month, and I had to come off because my husband had gotten sick. So I'm thinking that was within 18 months, and it was the U.S. Postal Service. It's maybe been maybe about a year or a year and a half, I'm thinking.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Did you serve on active duty in the military?
No, I didn't. So next questions are TRA questions. They would like to know, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade readjustment assistance? No.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Thank you. One moment. Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Have your name changed in the last 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. One moment. Can I have your telephone number?
256-294-8231.
Thank you. One moment. Can I have your date of birth?
12/27/64.
Can I have your mother's maiden name again, please?
Carter.
Thank you. What state is your driver's license under?
Alabama.
Can I have that number again, please?
4959 743.
What is your race?
Black.
Is that non-Hispanic or Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your gender?
Female.
What's the highest grade level you've completed in school?
4 years of college.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in United States military for or armed forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Thank you. My system's loading. Can I have your residential address?
507 Dagun, that's D-A-G-U-N, Drive, Aniston, A-N-N-I-S-T-O-N, Alabama, 36206.
Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
It is.
So you gave me 507 Dagun Drive, Anniston, Alabama, 36206?
Yes.
What was your occupation? What did you do for a living?
Well, I'm a licensed social worker, but for the last several months, I've just been doing odd jobs, fast food restaurants and things like that because my husband had a stroke, and he's a kidney dialysis patient. And he's a double amputee, so I've been having to care for him. So I've just been doing odd jobs at Arby's, McDonald's, just wherever I can get a few hours. But my profession is I'm a licensed social worker for the state of Alabama.
Thank you. One moment. Are you looking for work in that field that you was working?
Yes, ma'am. It's a process. You have to be on the state register, and you have to be tested and everything to be put back on the register.
Did you work for a union hiring hall?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Did you work for a union?
Well, I don't think it was a union. It was a state employee.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Thank you, woman. Are you available to work off shifts in your normal trade and occupation?
I was the first third shift because I had to take my husband to dialysis and pick him up. Actually, can I ask you a question? Because I was on my way actually to pick him up. How much more do I have to do on this application? Because I was on my way to pick him up and I just had to pull over.
It's going to be over maybe about 30, 40 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going to be driving. So if I sound like I'm kind of stifled with my energy, it's because I'm trying to watch traffic.
Well, give us a call back then if you're like, when you have time.
Can we not do it as I drive and I just answer the questions and just have you on speakerphone the way I am?
We can.
Okay. I just wanted you to be aware that I'm driving.
Are you available?
I may do things by the time I get to dialysis clinic.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said I may can be finished by the time I get to his dialysis clinic, so that's why I didn't want to discontinue this conversation. I just wanted you to be aware that I'm driving. So in case I seem like I'm scattered with my responses, I'm trying to watch traffic as well. But you can go ahead and ask me the questions you have.
Thank you. So are you available to work full time?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Depending on the pay, 50 miles.
What is the lowest hourly rate you're willing to accept? What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
I don't know how to answer that because I guess it would depend on the job. If it's a professional job, I'm expecting to be paid what my qualifications are. But if it's fast food or something, I guess it would be, I guess, no less than what the minimum wage is.
I just need a dollar amount.
$11.
Thank you. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
I didn't understand your question. Can you repeat it?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 12 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government anytime between 4/1 of 2023 and 3/31 of 2023?
No.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income taxes?
No.
If you are approved for payments, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or you can do a prepaid benefit card. If you do the prepaid benefit card, it usually takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. That's after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. So if you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
What's the name of your bank?
Region Bank.
Is it a checking or savings account?
Checking.
May I have your routing number?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get it.
I'll place you on a brief hold. One moment.
Okay. You ready?
For your routing number?
062, then 40, 19, 01, 333, 97, 872.
Can you repeat that so I can make sure I have the correct number?
062, then 40, 19. And the account number is 01.
Okay, one moment. We'll do one at a time. That's why it's not going through. I'm ready for that account number.
You ready for the account number?
Yes.
01-333-97-872.
Can you repeat that, please?
01-333-97-872.
What's the name of your last employer?
McDonald's.
What's their name on your check stub?
I'm sorry?
What's their name on your check stub?
get a check stub. It was a direct deposit, but it was a Black Family Restaurant.
It was called what?
Black Family Restaurant.
Black Samuel.
Black Family Restaurant.
Oh, it was a Black Family Restaurant?
That's the name of the people. Their last name is Black.
Oh, it's a Black Family Restaurant. Okay. So I don't see it under that. What about your W-2s? What does it say on your W-2s?
I don't have a W-2. I only worked there about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I don't have a W-2.
And you said it was a McDonald's?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Probably all McDonald's. And the people that knew his last name was Black.
What date did you start there? I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
6/5/24.
When was your last day of work?
6/27/24.
Okay, one moment. Maybe she can find them for us. One moment.
Will the address help you any if I give you the address?
You can provide me for it, but I'm not sure if that will help. But you can provide
okay,
it.
Go ahead. You can speak instructed from your supervisor.
Okay. Still waiting on a response. One moment.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Still waiting on response.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on a moment. Still waiting on the response.
I'm on the phone with them. On the phone.
Nelson, the thing.
still waiting.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you as well for your patience. Still waiting on response.
Okay, thank you. Welcome. We have a really happy day. Thank you.
Still waiting. So if you don't want to hold any longer, what I could do is I can give you a call back once I get an answer, because I can't move forward without that information.
Okay. I may can look on my phone and look on my direct deposit on my account, you know, my online information. I might can give you that. No, I don't know if that's something that can help you or not.
That may be able to help me. That's what they're looking for. Because McDonald's being a franchisee, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can you give me your direct number and as soon as I can get that, I can pull over and look on my
I don't have a direct number. I can just give you a call back.
Okay, you can give me a call back just in about 5 minutes. I'll pull over and pull that up.
Okay, great. And then can I have a good callback number for you?
256-294-8231.
All right, Ms. Hillard, I'll give you a call back once I get that information, okay?
Okay, if you just tell me back in about 5 minutes, I'll give you the information I have.
Okay, sounds good. I'll give you back.
Okay,
give you a call
thank
back
you.
Then. You're welcome. Thank you as well. Okay.
Bye.
Calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line.
Thank you.